Recently, each spring, the University of Arkansas Programs in Creative Writing and Translation has brought together a spring festival of writers, and this year's has a special focus. It's on Middle East voices, and it's from tomorrow night through Saturday. Participating authors are Sinan Antoun, Rhonda Girard, and Sharnoosh Parsipur. Two of the festival's organizers, Padma Visnawathan, who is a professor of fiction in the creative writing department, as well as Joel Gordon, a professor of history, and the director of the King Fahd Center for Middle East Studies, came by the KUAF studios to tell us a little bit about the festival.
Last spring, I taught Sharnoosh Parsipur's wonderful novel Women Without Men to my undergrad students, upper-level undergrads. It's a literature course, general, you know, we read novels across the board. And my students loved the book. This is during the events of the Arab Spring uprisings. And it's a novel set in Iran. It's not, there's no direct connection, obviously, with the events of last spring. But it occurred to me what a wonderful entree fiction is to an intimate view of what was going on in the area, even if this wasn't exactly the novel to reveal that. I got interested in the possibility of bringing some other fiction writers here to get a different view on the region than what we tend to get in the news.
I come to these works, I mean, I'm a literature buff. I try to keep up as much as possible on world literature and especially Middle Eastern literature. But I also come to two of our authors through one, a documentary film that Sinan Antoun was involved in, and an adaptation of Parsipur's Women Without Men, which I knew first as a film, which I screened for students and community members last year and again this year.
So, as I mentioned, I had been teaching this novel of Parsipur's, Women Without Men, and it has an afterword that in many ways is informative by a Berkeley scholar of, I believe, Middle Eastern studies. Do you know, Joel?
I think so, yeah. Persis I don't
Karim.
Remember.
But I found in various ways that the afterword was sort of marginalizing, that it suggests that this novel would be an excellent thing to study in classrooms where people are interested in issues concerning the region, whereas I had given it to my students simply because it's a great novel. So I just picked it up because it sounded like a good book. My students loved it without any context necessarily, and it occurred to me that books from this area are not sufficiently read simply as literature, and much more often read as keys to understanding the region. And there's no reason they can't be both, of course. And so I went to Davis McCombs. He's the director of the Creative Writing Program, the Programs in Creative Writing and Translation, and asked if possibly our regular Writers Festival that we have every spring could be expanded a little to include more than one or two writers and focused on this region, with the possibility of introducing all the great readers in Fayetteville, because there are so many people here who love books and are really interested in literature and the world, introducing them to some writers that they might not otherwise meet in this sort of context, a literary context. Having said that, we're also having a panel where the writers are going to talk to each other that will have something to do with both Arab Spring and the Iran Green Movement, I believe.
Right, so this is a confluence of interest.
Uh-huh.
And a nice first collaboration on a festival. They've been doing the festival over in Creative Writing Program for quite a while, and we in the Middle East Center have been, among others, bringing in writers off and on over the years. We have three people, who teach Arabic literature, and many of the rest of us use literature in our courses, so there's a lot of familiarity among our students for some of these writers and these traditions. But this is a nice chance for us to pool resources and, as Padma said, to make this a little bit bigger than usual. We had a great time trying to figure out how we could weave together three different writers and what approaches we should take, and I think it'll be a nice event.
Now let's talk about the authors that you've chosen and how you decided to pick those three authors.
Availability. the idea, I think, was that we wanted to look at writing from the Middle East and or from people with Middle East heritage, which is what we've got. And we compiled lists and looked into people's availability. We deliberately tried to touch upon as many places as we could in different traditions within the context of bringing three people in. And I think we've done that. We have one of the leading authors of certainly late 20th century Iran coming. Parsipur, Shahrnush Parsipur is certainly the leading female prose writer and one of the two great female names in Iranian Persian language fiction. And we have two young up-and-comers, Rhonda Girar, who's Arab-American of Palestinian-Egyptian background, has published one novel that's had tremendous success, and Sinan Anton, who's born in Iraq, came to this country in the early 1990s as an exile, did his advanced degree in literature, is now teaching at New York University, and is a multi-talented writer, poet, translator, essayist, and so forth. So we're touching upon three different countries, including the United States, two linguistic traditions, and people writing in three different languages.
One thing that was great for me when I approached Joel in Middle Eastern Studies was his agreement that these are writers who need to be brought to a wider audience and need to be looked at not only as representatives of the sort of geopolitics of their region, much as their writing is inextricably entwined with those, but also for their literary merit.
These people are each in their own way the products of intersections of global literature and cultural fusion or transformation. Each of the literary traditions that they come out of, if we call Girard, in a sense as an American, American-born, I think, coming out of literary traditions that have shared and intersected with other traditions, different generations. So I think that there will be a nice conversation about literature as well. And yes, politics is something that's on everyone's mind these days, particularly in the course of the last 2 years. Or so. And these are all writers who, in one way or another, are touching upon issues of ethnic identity, regional identity, gendered identity, and you can't separate that from the political structures that surround them.
I think it's really telling that the title for Rhonda's book was taken from one of Kafka's letters, that Parsipur is a huge reader of Dostoevsky and also of Chinese literature. And yet that Women Without Men is very much set against the backdrop of the Iranian politics of the 1950s, of the coup and its aftermath. Rhonda's book traverses the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait and the diaspora, particularly of Palestinians, that resulted, even though each of them, and Sinan Antoun's book pays numerous tributes to literary traditions that don't necessarily bear a direct relation to those that Sinan's book also pays tribute to various traditions that don't necessarily arise in the area where he was born. And yet each of these books, in other words, has various literary grandparents that now become natural to the places where their books take place, right? And so I think that the conversation, I've asked each of the panelists, each of the visiting writers, for questions for themselves and for the others, and they do deal as much with natural questions of writers, things about exile, things about representation, themes, as they do with what the writers specifically are talking about with content.
The Arkansas Spring Writers Festival Middle East Voices begins tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Global Campus, and it will continue all day Saturday with a 10:30 panel discussion in the Walker Room of the Fayetteville Public Library, as well as a 3 p.m. reading at Nightbird Books, and closing with a 7 p.m. reading in the Global Campus Center on the downtown square. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.